Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, fired up to get to the BetQL guest line. Talk to our friend, Mr. Bob Glauber. Bob, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, guy. Hey, I'm good. JP, how you doing?
What's up, Mitch? Bob? What's happening, man?
D-Mitch, how are you?
I'm good. Good. I'm good, brother.
Bob, somebody good. With your resume, everything you've done and accomplished as an NFL writer, how much stock can you take from week one in the National Football League?
You know, it's funny. Week one is always tough to react to because, you know, the overreactions are just, you know, all over the map, right? Baker Mayfield's a Hall of Famer, and Daniel Jones is, you know, a free agent who is never going to play again. Right? And it's just so it's tough. But, you know, I think you got to use a little bit of discretion. You got to it usually takes about a month to, you know, kind of get a real handle on things. And it's not like I think the first 2 weeks I have found is really tough to gauge. I remember one year Sam Weich was coaching the Bucks and he had him 2-0. He said, "Oh, I guess it's going to be okay now." And then, you know, it's terrible. So it's tough, but you know, you got to go by what you see, and you know, what you saw in some instances was pretty disturbing, and I think you start with the Giants on that one.
Hey, but when you look at the way that they approach preseason and all, does that make it even harder to look at the first 2 weeks and think you're seeing something?
Totally. Because, B-Mitch, when you played, you know, you're playing so much of the preseason. And, you know, it's kind of a good build-up to, you know, physically get ready for a football season. When you don't play, you know, most of the starters play very little, some none. And it's really tough to just come out of the blocks, play a full football game after a preseason, no matter how much. You know, no matter whether you're in good shape or not, you're never in good football shape when you don't play. And it really makes it tough. And I found it interesting that Bill Belichick a couple of years ago when he's coaching the Patriots, he said he struggles with what to see in his team or around the league. It takes him a month. I'm like, wow, you know, this is the smartest coach in football. And even he can't figure it out. So I think you got to let it, you know, let the dust settle a little bit. It's a league that, you know, with games just once a week, you analyze and think you got it solved, and you don't. And that's why this league is so great, because it's unpredictable. And, you know, reality 1 week can be fantasy the next and can be catastrophe the week after that.
Absolutely. You mentioned the Giants there. There's talent on that roster, D-line, certain spots, but I don't know how good they are, but I don't know that it matters with, like, where is Daniel Jones mentally right now? It's got to be pretty rough on that kid.
Yeah, I think it is pretty rough on him. And, you know, he's really struggled for most of his career. You know, the first game that he played was against Tampa Bay. It was week 3 of 2019, and he had a great game. He brought the team back. It was in Tampa Bay. I think he won the game on a rushing touchdown, and it was like there was euphoria around that guy and that team. And it really hasn't been the same since. His first year, he had 24 touchdowns and 12 interceptions, and he just hasn't come close in the years after that. And I think when doubt creeps in, it gets into your psyche as a quarterback. He can say whatever he wants, and he talked yesterday about how, you know, he's dealt with criticism before, and you know, all he cares about is the guys inside the locker room. You can say that all you want, but you know, when you put on a performance like that in week one on the celebration of the 100-year anniversary of your football franchise in front of the greats of the Giants over a century, and you play like you did, it's got to get inside your head. And when the fans boo you off the field in the first half of the first game of the regular season, you know, it certainly doesn't help. So no. I think, yeah, it's tough.
You know, I look at it and I think, like everyone always say, your quarterback is your most important position. And I believe they need to be the most mentally tough. And a lot of times what we talk about is a lot of quarterbacks are not as mentally tough as we would want them to be. So if that affects him, then that's a problem in my book.
Yeah. And listen, I think, you know, Daniel has shown toughness. both physically and mentally, because he's been criticized a lot over the course of his career. He's not been a winning quarterback, except when he plays your team. But
I guess that's why Thibodeau says not a rivalry.
It's like, guys, I looked up the stats. I did a little prep work for our meeting here.
Appreciate it.
He's 5-1-1 versus Washington. And he's 17-36 against the rest of the league, including 1-7 versus Philly. 5-1-1. Washington has cured a lot of the ails of a lot of what ails the Giants. And then against them, he's got 10 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Not bad. That's pretty good. And against the rest of the league, it's 52 touchdowns and 39 interceptions. So there's something about, I don't know what it is, but he does well. So that's why, you know, you got to at least leave open the possibility that, you know, he goes into FedEx Field. Oh, I've been good here before. You know, maybe I can be good again. But he has shown toughness, and I think he is mentally tough. But I don't care how mentally tough you are when you put results up like that, like last week. It's got to get inside your head at some level. You know, that pick six he had deep in his own territory. And I guess the perfect play to, like, describe Daniel Jones right now. And I don't mean to, you know, jump on the guy, but, like, okay, the defender obviously sees that it's going to be a swing pass deep in his own territory. He is rushing in, and he knows the play. So as a quarterback, you know, you've got to be able to see that, say, hey, this is not here. This is not, I got to just tuck it in, take the sack, try to run, or just look off this play. But he didn't. And he had another interception that he just threw into coverage. And so it's those plays that he has demonstrated year after year that don't get better. And at some point you've got to say, well, it's not there. And when you're a football team and the reporters ask the coach in week two, are you going to stick with your quarterback? And you got some issues.
Oh, yeah.
Bob, while we got you, man, I'm guessing you've watched some or all of the Commanders' first game against the Bucs by now. What do you think of Jaden Daniels? Hey, he had some really impressive moments in that first game.
Yeah, I like Jaden Daniels a lot. I think he's got the it factor. You just can't quantify that, can't define it. You see it and it's there. And I think Washington can be fortunate to have a guy like that. Now, he's a guy, I think he will listen, it's not going to be perfect and it's not perfect, but I think he's got what it takes mentally to kind of overcome the early rookie stuff. And you know, the players like him. He's got pizzazz. He's got charisma, and he's got ability. And I think the sky's the limit. So I think they're in good shape with him. You know, Baker looked like, you know, he's going to Canton. So I don't know what to make of that. But I like what I've seen so far out of Jaden Daniels.
Well, looking at both of the defenses, Washington and also the Giants defense gets tied up with their front. Didn't look very good against the Vikings, and vice versa. Washington didn't look good. Where is the Giants defense, though?
You know, you talked about talent, and it's correct along the defensive line. You know, starting with Dexter Lawrence, he's a beast in the middle, and you got to account for him usually with two guys. But I just don't know. And, you know, Bobby Okereke is a really good physical, active linebacker who is, you know, that's the kind of guy you love to have on your team. So, but, you know, I think the secondary is suspect, you know, and I think you can't make a living on pressure. There isn't too much pressure in this defense, but you also, if you don't have a defensive line that is deep enough, you can't get a four-man rush consistently enough to throw the quarterback off his spot. So when Sam Darnold kind of picks you apart at will on the road in week one, I don't know. That's not good.
Yeah. Well, dude, I'll be honest. I'm, you know, it was being reported fairly widely that Brian Burns was on the market, and I clearly a super gifted athlete, and it seems like that's what Joe Shane, the Giants GM, is into, is that he just looks for the athletic traits and testing. But I couldn't help notice with Burns, I mean, as much as there's good, consistent play, he only had the 1 year of double-digit sacks. He's never popped through. I think sometimes we get caught up in, like, oh, he's a stud edge rusher. Like, the stud edge rushers are T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett and the Bosas and Khalil Mack. Like, there's a tier that he has never touched. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I didn't even mention Burns and Thibodeau, right? Why? Because they were kind of really quiet. I mean, Thibodeau can disappear. Now, Thibodeau has moments, and you know, he'll get that double digit sack production. But I think he's a little bit streaky. But that's pass rusher sometimes, and that happens. Sure. And Burns can be the same way. They have invested a lot in Burns as well as Thibodeau. I mean, he was a top five pick. So. But they got to produce, and when you get
Bob, I looked this one up with specifically Thibodeau. So he's just starting his third season, right? But he's started 32 games. He has 15 and a half sacks in 32 games. Mm-hmm. 5.5 of them are against Washington. 35% of his production.
As I look through this little production sheet, a lot of the Giants stuff is against Washington.
It's crazy.
So
Bob, we got a boogeyman. Thank you very much for the time, dude.
Appreciate you, Bob.
You got it, guys. Good talking. All right, take
man.
Care.
Yeah, as I look through this, they have a small amount of stuff. And a third of it is against
it's
Washington.
It's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Bob Glauber is just a tremendous football journalist. You can give him a follow at Bob Glauber, G-L-A-U-B-E-R.